This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization has recommended that the world's first malaria vaccine should be given to children across Africa in a move officials hope will spur stalled efforts to curb the spread of the parasitic disease. Pedro Alonso is the World Health Organization's director of the Global Malaria Program.
It's a public health historical event that for the first time, a malaria vaccine can be safely and efficaciously deployed to save lives of African children.
While the vaccine is the first to be authorized, it's only about 30% effective, requires up to four doses, and the protection wanes after a few months. Still, given the extremely high burden of malaria in Africa, where the majority of the world's more than 200 million cases a year and 400,000 deaths occur, scientists say the vaccine could still have a major impact. Republican and Democratic leaders edged back Wednesday from a perilous standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing gap, with Democratic senators signaling they were receptive to an offer from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell that would allow an emergency extension of the debt limit into December. McConnell made the offer shortly before Republicans were prepared to block legislation to suspend the debt limit until December of next year, and as President Joe Biden and business leaders ramped up their concerns that an unprecedented federal default would disrupt government payments to millions of people and throw the nation into recession. The emerging agreement sets the stage for a sequel of sorts in December, when Congress will again face pressing deadlines to fund the government and to raise the debt limit before heading home for the holidays. This is VOA News.